It's great for you to join us. I know you're an extremely busy man. I want to get the most pressing question out of the way right away. Can the Cubs repeat?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't like the look of it right now. It seems like the pressure on those poor fellas is resulting in some pretty shaky performances, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving up hope. Obviously, as Cubs fans, we never have.
No.
Three dates coming up. You'll start out with Romp and then the Ryman, and then you'll also be in Knoxville. How's that fit in with all the side projects, Prairie Home Companion? How's all that work? You guys are extremely busy.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot going on. But that also, I find that so stimulating. And I think that all the various projects influence each other in positive ways for the most part. That you learn something in the midst of one project that helps you learn something new about one of the other ones. And so coming back to the Punch Brothers, I guess a week and a half ago, now for the first time in 10 months, it helps you appreciate what those projects bring to the table. And so for me, like, the ease with which the boys and I can make music together that's come over, you know, over the course of 10 years of serious music making, that's so unique. We just don't have to fight for it, it seems. And that's a joy. That's a real joy. So then you may bring that experience, me bringing, like, that experience working with Punch Brothers for these couple weeks back to the show and go, like, how can we make this more natural? Or, you know, how can this, in what ways would it be beneficial for the process of, you know, making an audible bit of art on Prairie Home? In what ways would it be beneficial for that to mirror the Punch Brothers process? And vice versa, you know, some of this, the intensity of a Prairie Home broadcast, you know, in what ways would it be beneficial for Punch Brothers to have a little taste of that? So all that activity can, while it, you know, it can kind of jostle around for space in the calendar, ultimately I feel like they kind of push each other forward.
Sure. Will any of the Prairie Home Companion stuff make it into the Punch Brothers, the Song of the Week, or some of the covers that you do on the show?
Yeah, that's already started to happen a little bit. You know, the boys have certainly been somewhat regular participants in the Prairie Home experience, so certain members of the band will know this or that Song of the Week, and we can trot those out onto stage on occasion. But I think also it's given everyone in the band an opportunity to kind of go out and establish themselves as individual music making entities. You know, Critter has this project with a great guitarist named Julian Lodge, so it's a duo guitar thing, and it's just transcendent. Noam, the banjo player, did a 2 or 3 month solo tour on a new solo record of his. That is beautiful and has been very well received. Gabe Witcher, our fiddle player, has gotten deeper into the sort of film and TV music making community. And Paul, our bass player, has an amazing new band called Hoscord Tice, and they're making just this sort of extraordinary, sort of intricate instrumental odysseys that I would encourage anyone to pick up. And everyone brings those experiences back into Punch Brothers, and Punch Brothers is better for it.
Will there be any new Punch Brothers albums coming in the near future?
Yes. Funny you should ask. That's actually, this round of touring is actually mainly an excuse to get the next record underway. We've got a bunch of starts that we're excited about and kind of shaping the next record and determining a direction or a theme for it. The last one, Phosphorescent Blues, was basically a meditation on what the smartphone hath wrought in our existences and the ramifications of basically being constantly connected to practically the whole world, and sort of the irony surrounding the fact that can actually pull us out of the moment that we're in. So in the name of being more connected, we end up being less connected. And that ended up, thinking about all those sort of things, resulted in a record. It ended up yielding a lot of music. And so as we sort of dwell collectively, you know, as a five-headed think tank on what are we thinking about? What's concerning us? What's bringing us joy during these pretty charged, difficult times that we're in.
Sure, that's an amazing think tank you guys have going there. Some talent. What can we look forward to at Romp and over the weekend with these three shows?
Well, at Romp, you're going to be hearing a band that wants to make up for the fact that the last time we were at Romp, the set was canceled due to a lightning storm. So I think we're going to have a real fire under ourselves for that set. Because I can't even explain the all dressed up, no place to go feeling of having a set canceled. I mean, we're right there. We're ready to play. We got our suits on. Ties are tied. The set is made. It's rehearsed. We're ready to go. And then they're like, no, nope, lightning storm. Can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just the worst feeling. And so we ended up just playing on the bus that night. But yeah, so Friday when we hit Romp, we're going to be ready to play.
And then you're playing the historic Ryman Auditorium the very next night.
That's a religious experience every time. I mean, for anyone who cares about roots music in any way, shape, or form, I mean, the Ryman, as it is affectionately referred to, the Mother Church of Country Music, it's meaningful to all five of us. So many things have gone down there that that probably makes for bad radio. This is a trash truck backing up in Telluride, Colorado. See, I've got an ear out for that now. Good radio, bad radio.
Yeah.
I will walk further from the trash truck for y'all. I think this having had 10 months off from each other is going to make this Ryman particularly urgent. We're having so much fun, man, over the course of the roughly 2 hours of music that we're playing together. Since we're not promoting a specific record right now, you know, we're not. when you see bands often on tour, they're basically showing their last record, and so we're not doing that this time. We're just out on the road. Everyone has families and everything, so you got kind of have to get on the road to write together. It's difficult to schedule a writing session when everyone's just home, you know, trying to reconnect with their family and take your little boy out to the swing set or whatever it is. But this time we're writing during the day, and then we're going through our catalog and trying to put together what we feel like is the most compelling set of music for right now, right here, as opposed to that plus, you know, making sure that it focuses on the last record. That's kind of an extra musical consideration if you think about it. You know, now we just go through the catalog and go, hey, let's dust this one back off. Seems kind of appropriate for now. That's been really fun, and I think it's lent these sets a certain electricity.
Yeah, that's extremely exciting. We're looking forward to having you at Romp. Do you have anything in the works, solo, classical, any other things yourself?
Oh, there's always miscellaneous shenanigans. I'm starting to get the second half of Bach 6 sonatas and partitas for solo violin dusted off. I think I'll record them sometime in the next year or two. I'm waist deep in a record of the songs of the week from Prairie Home Companion. You know, it's one of the reasons I'm so excited about the show is that deadline of knowing that come what may, I will be playing a new song for you on Saturday. Doesn't matter what happens, not having a new song on Saturday is simply not an option. I've had so much fun with that project and then basically took stock of what arose from those. Basically had 15 songs to choose from. And feel like there's a record in there, and not merely archival, but actually like a record. I'm in the thick of that, working with a fellow in New York named Thomas Bartlett. Thomas and I have wanted to work together for years, and this is going to be the first time, so I'm excited about that. Excited to test that theory that there's a real record, you know, picking out moments from the songs of the week.
That's extremely exciting. I think I can speak for our listeners that they're excited about all those things coming forward. I think I can also speak for our listeners that we're awfully proud to call you one of ours as a former Murray resident.
Hey, I am proud. I am proud to call myself a Murray, Kentucky boy. I tell you what, every time I get to come home, I sort of marvel anew at the magic of that neck of the woods. I love it, man, and especially if I can get back in the fall. That's to me when you it's the whole countryside. I mean, that is fall to me, and what I think of anytime wherever I am. I mean, I live in Brooklyn, New York, but when fall comes, I just instantly, it's almost like I can smell. I have like phantom tobacco barn syndrome. Like that's, I just want to smell a tobacco barn. I want to go. I want to, you know, go to the DQ like in its last days before it shuts down for the winter. You know, it's like that's fall to me. I want to go get my peanut butter cup blizzard and smell a tobacco barn.
We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, Chris.
Well, love to everyone there, and we'll see you soon.